Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Welcome back to Drive Time with Samantha Labreri. In the last couple of hours, a 21-year-old member of the US Air National Guard has appeared in a federal court in Boston, charged in connection with the most serious leak of classified US defence documents since WikiLeaks. Jack Teixeira was arrested by the FBI in rural Massachusetts yesterday in connection with alleged unauthorised removal, retention and transmission of classified national defence information. The documents were posted online on a social media site in March, but did not spread widely until last week. John Brennan was Barack Obama's CIA director, and he joins me now. John Brennan, thanks for speaking to us this evening on Drive Time.
Thank you, Samantha. Good to be with you.
How damaging is this for the Pentagon?
Well, it's of deep concern. There are a lot of questions that need to be answered here. You know, why did this very junior member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard have access to this type of very sensitive strategic intelligence? Also, his ability to bring these documents out of that classified facility and then being able to upload them onto these chat rooms. So I think there's a lot of accountability. It's not just the one individual, but I do think that there are reviews taking place right now by the Pentagon to make sure that this cannot happen again.
Can you give us a sense of what's in these documents? And are you surprised, as you say, that somebody so young had access to this stuff?
Well, the substance of the documents really covers the world in terms of the different issues that the United States is involved in, whether it be the Russian invasion of Ukraine or developments in Asia, throughout the Middle East, relationships with our partners. So it is quite damaging from the standpoint of whether or not it has revealed sources and methods that could dry up now as a result of this. So I think that's what the intelligence community is trying to do right now, is to make sure that if there are any sources that may be in harm's way or technical collection systems that are at risk of exposure, I think they're trying to take steps to mitigate the damage. But I am very surprised that somebody so junior, clearly without a lot of experience working in the classified realm, had access to these documents. So I think there's going to be a pretty thorough and rigorous review to find out what went wrong here.
And it does beg the question, has anything been learned since WikiLeaks?
Well, I think, you know, there have been a number of adjustments that have been made, but there's thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands of individuals who have top secret clearance in the U.S. government that covers the gamut in terms of the military, intelligence community, homeland security, diplomats abroad and others. And so that's why we need to have a very thorough screening process of individuals, because we entrust them with this country's most sensitive secrets. So I do think that lessons have been learned, but with the continued rapid development of all different types of technological capabilities and being able to disseminate information digitally and people being able to access it, I do think that there needs to be a constant review and updating of procedures and practices to try to prevent these types of leaks from occurring.
There's a lot of information in there, or allegedly information in there, about America's allies. How concerned will other countries be now about sharing their intelligence with the U.S.?
Well, I think there is concern. When I was CIA director, I frequently had to call some of my partners around the globe if there was an unauthorized disclosure, telling them that we deeply regret it, but also the steps that we are taking to try to prevent a recurrence, and to reassure them that the U.S. intelligence community and the CIA was going to continue to work very closely with them. So many countries around the world rely on American intelligence to ensure that they have a good understanding of what threats that they face. And so, yes, some of our partners and allies might be a bit upset, but also they'll be very concerned that they'll want to make sure that U.S. intelligence is going to remain strong and that they're going to have access to it.
What more do we know about the individual behind these leaks, and what are the consequences likely to be for him?
Well, this individual was just 2 years in the U.S. military and the Massachusetts Air National Guard. He had some information technology responsibilities in Massachusetts with the Air Command over there. And the accountability is going to be, I think, pretty, you know, serious. even though he may not have been trying to release this information to our adversaries around the globe and hurt U.S. national security, he violated his security obligations, and he dishonored his oath of office. So there are going to be a series of charges that will be levied against him and have been. He will be, you know, subjected to a fair review and a trial. But unfortunately, I think this individual who strayed very early in his career onto this very unfortunate path is going to spend a fair amount of time behind bars.
And if you were working in the Pentagon or the White House right now, what would you be doing in response to this? Because these documents have been out there for a number of weeks now. They've been on social media. They've been shared. How do you limit the damage limitation? And what do you think the kind of things they're doing at the moment?
Yeah, you're right. There's been things that have been out there that I think have just only recently been discovered. And so one of the things that I think that my former colleagues have been doing for the past week or more is trying to understand what else might be out there in some of these chat rooms or social media fora that they're even unaware of now, but that our adversaries could gain access to. So I think they're trying to understand what's the universe of the secret sensitive documents that are out there, then to take the steps necessary to maybe evacuate human sources or to protect technical collection systems so that the United States can have this insight into the world events that it needs in order to try to promote the prospects for peace and security. And then looking at the situation in Ukraine, clearly there was a lot of information that came out there. So I think we're working very closely with our Ukrainian partners as well as with our NATO allies and others to try to mitigate whatever damage might have been done by these disclosures.
And just to put this in context, it's been reported that this is the biggest leak since WikiLeaks in 2010. But how does this compare to the previous leaks such as Chelsea Manning, Julian Assange, Edward Snowden?
Well, Edward Snowden ran right to our adversaries and shares not just substantive secrets, but also procedures and processes and capabilities. And that was very, very damaging. And I think we're still recovering from that. Some of the other things, Chelsea Manning, there's a lot of information out there, but it was all at the secret level. This material, at least as being reported by the press, it's top secret. And it's also very of recent vintage, you know, just a month or 45 days old. And so it's the newness of that information and the currency of it that I think is particularly worrisome. So I think this has different aspects than some of the previous unauthorized disclosures. But I think the bottom line is that it is damaging, and it's something that we need to try to prevent from ever occurring again.
Finally, very briefly, can I ask you about Joe Biden's trip to Ireland? You too have Irish family in Roscommon, I understand. How is the visit being portrayed in the US at the moment?
Oh, very, very positively. Joe Biden has been known for many decades of just being so proud of his Irish roots. And so this is one of Ireland's sons coming home and being able to enjoy the wonderful hospitality of Ballina and other people. And Joe Biden and my father, who was born and raised in Roscommon, they would get together and share stories about Connacht, culture, music, history, society. And again, he is somebody who I know is just beaming with pride. And I think the portrayal here in the American press has been a very positive one. And I think it reflects well, certainly on Joe Biden, but also especially on Ireland.
Okay, John Brennan, former CIA director, thank you for speaking to us on Drive Time this evening.